This morning, despite the freezing temperatures, we are grateful to our parish choir for another opportunity to revisit Mary's words in the Magnificat. Vivaldi's composition is beautiful, but don't let the sweetness of the music mislead you. This is a revolutionary song. It casts a vision of a world of reversals in which the poor are not forgotten, but remembered and cherished by God. A world in which those who are in positions of power, those who have housing and enough food and have forgotten the poor, will receive their just reward. The song that we'll hear shortly is related to the gospel that Philip just read a moment ago. It tells about a situation in which a young woman and a man find themselves caught in a place which initially seems hopeless. Mary is pregnant and not yet married in a Mediterranean honor shame society. Joseph decides to quietly dismiss his young fiancée in order to save both of them from further shame. All the hopes for their union and their life together seem lost. What good can come from Mary's pregnancy? I wonder if you've ever been in a situation where you can't imagine any good ending. This is the kind of situation in which Mary and Joseph find themselves, a scenario in which there appear to be no good outcomes. In our gospel, God works through an angel and a dream to awaken Joseph to possibilities he could never imagine. In this story, like so many other biblical stories, God works through the messy lives and fallible choices of human beings to bring about something beautiful and new when those things seemed impossible. Our God is a God who brings possibility out of seeming impossibility. Jesus' birth is part of a long history of similar events in which God brought hope and new life out of situations that seemed to have no good possible outcomes. The outcome of the messy situation in which Mary and Joseph find themselves is what we now call Christmas, the birth of Christ that we'll celebrate in a few short days. It's the gospel or good news that God is with and loves all people, including us. Emmanuel is in our midst working to bring healing and fullness of life to God's entire creation. Today, and through this song, we celebrate the courage of a young woman and also her fiancé as they dare to believe that God will transform what appears to be an ending into a new beginning. And we give thanks for their willingness to say yes, because their yes impacted not only them, but us and the whole world. May their story and Mary's song give us hope and courage in the days ahead. Amen.